The governor of Arkansas has two perspectives on President Trump's executive order on immigration. Asa Hutchinson was once a top Homeland Security official. He went through efforts to improve U.S. border security. Now he's the governor of a conservative state who has opposed receiving Syrian refugees. Both of those perspectives inform Asa Hutchinson's opinion of an order that stops travel from seven majority Muslim nations. For starters, Hutchinson thinks the order could easily have been framed as a simple security measure instead of a dramatic test of who we are as a nation.
President Trump obviously likes the dramatic, and this executive order was designed to be dramatic. It was designed to show a change in direction. That was accomplished, but it was done very quickly, and there's consequences to that drama.
Even though he likes the underlying idea, Governor Hutchinson says the executive order was clumsily executed.
It was within a tight circle at the White House, and it was not looped in to the agencies that are impacted. And so there was not sufficient coordination with those that were already on flight, that already were visa holders here from a legitimate standpoint. If they would have given a little bit more vetting of the executive order, I think those things could have been eliminated.
I'm realizing that when he was campaigning, the president initially talked about banning all Muslims from around the world from coming to the United States. People said that's not going to work, so he narrowed it down ultimately to people from seven countries. But now they've made exceptions to that, and green card holders can come back and forth, and they're making exceptions for interpreters from Iraq. And I'm beginning to wonder if the travel ban part of this makes any sense at all from a security standpoint, or if it's really just a symbolic and arbitrary measure. What do you think?
Well, all the exceptions that you just recited should have been included in the original executive order, recognizing that to have a total ban is not workable. It is important to remember that in our country, we should never have a religious test. And I read the executive order first in that light. And whenever you look at Egypt, you look at Saudi Arabia, you look at other high-percentage Muslim countries, they're not included. So I don't see how anybody could construe this as a religious test.
And let me ask about the vetting also. Refugees are included in this ban, people who, according to the government, have been extensively vetted. Many of them have waited for years. What specifically was wrong with the vetting system that needs to be improved?
From a governor's standpoint, one of the challenges is that there's no information shared with the governors before a refugee is located in the state. And so there's very little information as the extent of vetting. I know generally from my history what the vetting process is, and it's all based upon information that you have in your databases or that you can ascertain about the potential refugee.
Statistically speaking, refugees have not been found to be a significant threat. Other kinds of people have committed far worse offenses, statistically speaking. But are you in a situation as a governor in which you oversee a state where a lot of the public just is not comfortable, and you need to be responsive to that?
That's a part of it. You want to have the people of your state feel comfortable when their children go to school in terms of security, that they go to the mall, that they shop, and there's serious consequences if there's a terrorist attack in your state.
Is part of the concern here just that we're talking about Muslims, people of a different faith than most Americans, and a faith that is not familiar to a lot of Americans?
Well, speaking for myself, the answer is absolutely no. I know Muslims. I've represented Muslims. I've defended Muslims. And they are part of the fabric of America.
But you're trying to be, as a governor for many different kinds of people. Are there some people that you feel you have to be responsive to who do have that concern?
No. It is relevant to be responsive to people on general security concerns, but whenever it goes too far and they say we ought to ban all Muslim, you just say, no, that's not what America is about. And I've said that.
Governor Hutchinson, thanks very much.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
Asa Hutchinson is governor of Arkansas.